Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tensions rising at the border. More issues between the state of Texas and the federal government. We speak to Congressman Henry Cuellar. Thank you for joining us again for another edition of Immigration Crisis, the fight for the southern border. I'm Jami Virgen with Sinclair Broadcasting in Texas. It has been a long 2 weeks, and a lot of tensions are rising right now at the border. After the surge that happened before Christmas, things slowed down a bit, and then the state of Texas took over a park that is part of the city of Eagle Pass, once again, stopping some of the movement that Border Patrol was able to do. Now, while those arguments are going on, who can go in, who can't go in, that is the only access or the only reasonable access for Border Patrol to get their boats in. DPS also uses that area. And of course, they're following directions from the governor of the state of Texas, who's basically saying enough is enough. And if Washington isn't finding a solution, we have to do it ourselves. So we spoke to Congressman Henry Cuellar a couple of weeks ago regarding the issues with Border Patrol. They are overworked, they're tired, and their mental status for many of them, having to see not only what's going on at the border, but also the level of suffering of some of the migrants going in. They're human beings. Congressman Cuellar spoke to us about some changes that Congress had agreed upon to help out the men and women who wear the green. Congressman Cuellar, talk to us a little bit. I mean, today's an eventful day along the border. Not only did you have a press conference today, which we're going to talk about, but you also have the Speaker of the House down here in Eagle Pass, Texas. For those people that are going to be listening to the podcast, how important is the border issues, the border crisis, how Border Patrol agents are being paid and taken care of? How important is the border to the well-being of the entire country?
You know, the sovereignty of any nation is very important, and every country has the right to enforce the sovereignty of its borders. It's very important. But we have to find balance. You just can't say we're not going to let anybody or anything in. Legitimate trade and tourism is very important. Texas is the largest benefactor of trade between the U.S. and Mexico. Billions of dollars that come through our ports. Tourism, all you have to do is go to San Antonio and other places, and you see Mexican tourists spending hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. So legitimate trade and tourism is very important. But when it comes to immigration, again, you got legal migration and illegal migration, and we have to do a better job at securing the border, at the same time making sure that the migrants have the rights protected.
Talk to us a little bit about your press conference that you had this morning.
It is important that we pay the Border Patrol their overtime. They used to have overtime. It was taken away in 2014 to save money. It does cost money, but now we're the opinion that we need to put money to pay them for several reasons. One is to retain people. Two is to recruit people. Three is for morale purposes. And the fourth one is it's good for the local economies, because when Border Patrol agents are getting more money, that means more money will be spent at the stores, at the restaurants, and more money will circulate. So it becomes a win-win situation for the Border Patrol, their families, and the local economies, but especially for morale purposes, especially when we're looking at record numbers of individuals coming to the border.
How was this decision decided? I mean, for me, I know and I see it, but for people that don't know how hard these Border Patrol agents are working, how did you guys sit down and decide that this was going to be done?
Well, first of all, let's keep how hard they work. During Christmas or Christmas Eve or during New Year's Eve, or we're celebrating, Border Patrol agents, some of the Border Patrol agents were working. They don't just say, let's call it quit and let's leave the border. Somebody is working on those days. So they work very hard, especially in the rural areas. So a decision was made in 2014 to save money. And quite honestly, it was done by the administration at that time to save money. So they took overtime away. We now have decided to say we are going to go back and fund their overtime. Now, I will say this. This authorizes them to do this, the overtime. But if we don't put new monies in, and I'm ready to put new monies, then Border Patrol will still get their overtime. Plus, there's a 5.2% increase, the largest pay increase for Border Patrol, federal employees, military in the last 43 years. And if we don't fund the pay raise and the overtime, that money will be taken from their operating costs. So that means instead of buying new vehicles or new equipment or new technology, that money will be used to pay the overtime and the pay raise. So we authorized it. Now we need to make sure we fund it. Otherwise, it's going to affect the operating costs.
Now, their job and their mission is not only the images that people see when the migrants are crossing and they're taking them and moving them on to processing. They have other things that they also do that are just as important. So go ahead.
No, and you're right. Look, when we talk about Border Patrol, it's not only immigration issues, but their main purpose, if you look at their mission, it's to secure our country from dangers, terrorism, anything that's going to affect us, drugs coming in. And if you look at the mission of the Border Patrol of Homeland, it's to secure our country. Immigration is only one.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
But immigration is the one that gets the most attention, but they still got to make sure that the bad people and the bad things that want to harm us don't come in. Immigration is only one part of it, but that's the one that gets most of the attention across the board.
For me personally, going to the border when all the stations, all you see is a little sign that says closed, cerrado, at the checkpoints, that made me nervous. I know it made a lot of other people nervous because you literally feel like there's no one there. The door is open. That checkpoint catches a lot of the stuff that we're not catching right at the border crossing. So will this also help so that if there is another surge, that we don't see these checkpoints left unmanned?
Very good point. The checkpoints become unmanned when they have to take the personnel to go manage the large number of migrants. And that leaves those routes, those roads, those highways unmanned. So the bad guys have their own intelligence and they'll say, hey, guess what? The checkpoint is closed. So this is a time to pass drugs or whatever they want to do. And that's why those checkpoints are very, very, very important for the security of our country.
What was the morale like this morning when you held the press conference?
I have to say the Border Patrol agents were very, very, very happy. I mean, that basically means that they could make, depending, $7,000, $8,000 more. You know, $7,000, $8,000 more means a lot to them because it's time and a half. And, you know, they'll say, hey, I'll go and spend the extra hours after 40 hours because I'm going to get time and a half. So it helps retention, recruitment, morale, and it's good for the local economy. But the other thing that's important also, keep in mind that this current appropriations, we added monies to hire 300 new Border Patrol agents. Have we hired them? No. Several reasons. One, people say, what? I have to be a Border Patrol agent somewhere in some rural part of the country. I don't know if I want to do that. But hopefully with extra pay and extra overtime, maybe they'll do it there. And the other thing is, at times, we lose more people by attrition, Border Patrol agents by attrition, than we hire because they'll go work for ICE or they'll go work somewhere else because they don't want to be stationed in some rural area. And we lose more people. So even the 300 new Border Patrol agents that we funded, we haven't hired all of them yet. And that's why we're trying to provide funding. We provided funding for suicide prevention, clothing, uniform allowance, tuition assistance, child care. We added all these extra things to motivate and increase the morale of the Border Patrol agents so they can stay working there.
What would your message be to those people who were not at the press conference, who are Border Patrol agents? I'm sure they've heard already about, you know, the overtime, but what would your message be to them today as we're looking at an election that's coming up in November and we have no idea what's going to happen?
Well, you certainly, I want to say we understand the work that you do. We appreciate the work that we do. We want to show our actions and not just words. And that's why we passed the new law and fund also the time and a half to make sure you get compensated fairly. And also the 5.2% increase, the largest pay increase for federal employees in the last 43 years. And that's one small way that we say thank you for the work that you do for securing our nation.
Congressman Cuellar also spoke to us about the new bridges and the money that's going to be coming in because the border is important, not only for Latin America, but also for the United States. A lot of our goods come across the border via trucks, via trains, and it is important. Every time that it has to be shut down, it is billions of dollars lost for industry, not only in Mexico, but here in the United States.
This was a bipartisan effort by Senator Cruz in the Senate and myself in the House, where we're going to expedite the permitting of bridges. We want to build the bridges faster. Trade between the U.S. and Mexico last year was $863 billion. That means that every minute, that's about $1.5 million per minute. And that's a lot of trade. There's a lot of jobs on this side, a lot of jobs over there. I think in the next 4 or 5 years, we're going to hit $1 trillion of trade between the U.S. and Mexico. But we need the bridges. And that's why expanding the World Trade Bridge in Laredo and other places are so important so we can keep moving trade in an efficient way between the U.S. and Mexico. It's good for their economy and it's good for our economies.
And it will also bring some business, correct, to the areas where the bridges will be built.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, anytime you build a bridge, it becomes a magnet for new bridges, custom brokers, freight forwarders, warehousing, direct jobs and secondary jobs. So it becomes a multiplier effect for new jobs when you create or expand a new bridge.
That's it for this week for another edition of Immigration Crisis, the fight for the southern border. I'm Jami Virgen for Sinclair Broadcasting in San Antonio, Texas. Until next time.